Lovers taking it up from Dubai Centre. Down the outside, Rock the Ring runs on from Quay Quay, and Indictment's getting into its work too. But Immortal Lover's gone for the Doctor. 250 metres to go. Three lengths in front of Rock the Ring, Indictment, and also Quay Quay battling on. Immortal Love with 150 metres to go. Still led by a good margin, Quay Quay and Indictment. And it's over. Immortal Love for Craig Newitt. Down to the line, bolts in. Quay Quay second, Indictment.
Great connection with Mick Price, now training in partnership with Mick Kent Jr. And Craig Newitt does join us this morning. Congratulations, Craig. Welcome back to Flemington.
Thanks, Warren. Thanks very much. It was nice to get back to headquarters and get a winner.
You're known as a strong rider, as we heard Lindsay Smith just outline. He's resorted to the strength today with his couple of runners on the synthetic track at Ballarat. That was pretty painless for you yesterday. How did it feel during the run?
Yeah, it was more or less a sitting still, wasn't it? He didn't get really good start of the two, he'd measure up in town. There wasn't a hell of a lot of round for him, so he had to switch up from 1,100 to 1,400, and his best attribute, he just bounces, puts himself into the right spot. He travelled beautifully outside the leader, and when he sort of collapsed top of the straight, I only had one instruction from Nick, and that was not to hit the front too early, but he just told me at the top of the straight, so I sort of just went with him and just kept him in his nice rhythm that he's got, and he just kept galloping full steam ahead all the way to the line.
It was your ride at Flemington yesterday, but from your perspective, with your experience on it, how'd the track feel to you? It looked tough work for a lot of the horses watching it from afar.
Yeah, look, he was early in the day as well, and he got through it really well, but yeah, it was a genuine heavy, and it looked hard work for quite a few of them later in the day, but yeah, I was lucky enough. More about he packed his slippers and he turned up on the day.
Before you went into semi-retirement, so to speak, tongue-in-cheek in Tassie with just a few meetings a week, you were known as one of the hardest-working riders here in Victoria, back here now for different circumstances, and you seem to have jumped into that same work ethic that you had prior to heading to Tassie. How are you enjoying life back here in Victoria?
Yeah, absolutely loving it. Obviously, I moved back to Tassie for reasons about the boys and just to spend more time with them. So sort of three and a half years of semi-retirement. I've obviously come back here due to the COVID, shutting races down back home, but it's sort of got the work ethic back. I feel very fit, very healthy. So, I think that's showing in my riding at the moment.
How have you been able to manage your family situation? Have you been able to bring your family with you, or are you're still basically flying solo over here?
No, I'm here with my partner Brianna and the four boys. They're all here, so we had to shack up in quarantine for 2 weeks, but that wasn't the easiest thing with four kids running around, but now I'm out and about and getting to the races most days now, so it's quite good. And Bree's been homeschooling them at home, so it's working out well.
Obviously, there's signs of progression with the situation in Tassie. How do you assess your taste of getting back into the big smoke, so to speak, and working hard here in Victoria? Would the trip back to Tassie be something that you'd definitely do when the opportunity's there and racing's back up in Tassie, or would you consider an extended stay here?
I'm thinking of an extended stay here. Obviously, I'll have to go back for I've got personal reasons to go back for, but hopefully by then the 2 week quarantine would be restricted, so I'd only have to sort of fly in and out. But I'm here till the end of June at the moment, and hopefully that can extend. And once I sort everything back out home, hopefully I'll be back here full time.
Obviously working hard, as we've said, and we've talked to Lindsay about those two runs at Ballarat today, or the two rides at Ballarat today that you've got for Lindsay. How do you assess your book of rides at Ballarat on the synthetic track today?
Yeah, got some nice rides there. Yeah. Obviously, Lindsay's horse in race two looks like she can go through the grades. She's just finding it hard to crack the maiden, but looks to really get her chance from a good draw, and she won't be too far off the speed order, and you would think she'd be very hard to beat. And I've got chances all day. Even the horse in George Osborne's in the last. He's got a big weight, but a last start winner racing really well. So hopefully we can go there, and it's not too chilly, and we can get a couple of winners.
Well, at least you got a good book of rides through the day and a big book of rides to keep you out and warm and exercising. A relationship with George Osborne and winners for him in the last week or so, was that something that you, a contact that you rekindled to some extent? I just don't have a great recollection of you doing a lot of riding for George, but you seem to have formed a good association with him in recent weeks.
Yeah, I'd ridden a little bit for George in the past, not a hell of a lot. Since I've travelled back the last sort of month, it's not a bad stable to be teamed up with. He's teamed absolutely fine. He's always been a great trainer, and to team up, we're having a bit of success at the moment, getting plenty of rides out of the stable, and it's going really well.
Well, if anyone wants to have a look at a guy who's working hard, a full book of 9 rides at Echuca on Monday and then heading to Hamilton for a handful of rides on Tuesday following a big book of rides at Ballarat today. Froggy, you're being well rewarded for working hard. Great to see you back here in Victoria, and thanks for joining us after that win at Flemington yesterday.
No worries. Thanks, Warren.